The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Great to be gathered here as a family at peace, gathered together to celebrate. Remember the moment that you graduated, maybe from high school or college, and just that moment that you took your hat off and you wanted to throw up into the air. That's just such a free and liberating experience. That's what we're doing today at peace, and I'm glad you all wore your hats. I'm very excited. But actually, that's very appropriate. Today is Holy Trinity Sunday. And Jesus, I'm going to say this morning, he gives a graduation speech. The term that we use for this passage in the Bible is the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28. But in a sense, Jesus is charging his disciples to move forward as he is taking his leave at the right hand of the Father. So today is Holy Trinity Sunday. We celebrate the mystery of the triune God. Three persons, one God, of course, so that's also in our worship service. And then also we're recognizing and praying for our seniors that graduated from high school this year. And there are bags for notes of encouragement and goodies if you want for those that have graduated. And I'm not sure if all of them are here. I know a couple are away, but I'm gonna say your name. Just go ahead and float your hand if you're here. Casey, I see Casey Croy. He's here. And Justin Johnson, he's here. And Clark?
Late.
All right.
No, it's will be here.
Will be here. So we'll work away in the service to embarrass Clark when he comes. No, we won't do that. And then Kai Miner also, he's up in Spokane this weekend, so he's not able to be here today. He will graduate in a couple weeks. And then also Noah Frank. I don't know if Noah will be here, but we're very thankful for them. I would encourage you to check in with these individuals because they've got some exciting plans for the summer and also for the future. So we're very thankful to have them. Just very special just the way that they are. We're thankful that you and your families are here today. We do have some announcements to share with the congregation. The first is today is the last Sunday of our Sunday school hour, kind of normal hour. And that means we're having a big picnic out on the patio, which is very exciting. And there's lots of hamburgers and hot dogs, so you can have seconds, I think. Check with Sally on that and the cookers. But I think we've got plenty of food, so stick around for that. And that also means next Sunday we're changing our schedule. And I wish, here's Clark. All right, so everyone say... Hey, you know what? I don't think anyone's ever gotten, like, that kind of greeting into church ever. You must be really special, Clark. Man, he is. So next week, we're going to our summer hours, and I just wish we always stay at these hours. It's 8:30 for just adult Sunday school only, and that's the Wired Word topic that'll be sent out during the week. Have your eyes tuned in for that. And then worship is at 9:30 a.m. during the summer hours. One other thing to keep to be mindful of is that Peace Lutheran is going to be the location for the sending service for Pastor Bill Segrin, Pastor Bill and Jenny Segrin from the Methodist Church. And the date of that is going to be June 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Bill and Jenny, as you may know, are transitioning to becoming missionaries in Prague. How many of you want to be a missionary in Prague? I'll sign up for that. But we're very thankful for Bill and Jenny for what they've done in the Philomath community. Their church, the word that's used at the Methodist church is they're giving a farewell time to celebrate the ministry there. The sending for Bill and Jenny is going to be here at Peace. So that's June 28th. At 7 p.m. Great time to pray for this special couple as they head off. Other announcements to share this morning. I know that Jan's got one to share. I'll pass it off to her.
I just wanted to thank everyone that showed up for the work party yesterday. We had the biggest party ever. 35 people showed up, and we moved almost 15 yards of bark mulch, and we weeded like troopers. So there's still work to do moving the big dirt mounds into the meditation garden, but that's going to happen soon. So thank you all for showing up. It was just wonderful.
Thanks, Jan. Okay.
Today's going to be the last day to sign up for Tables of Peace. So if you want to sign up, the list is up in the hallway. Tables of Peace is an opportunity for us to get to know each other. We divide into groups of about eight people, meet at each other's houses and have a potluck meal and a little bit of devotion. And if you want to know more, there's more in your newsletter if you want more information. We'll meet three times for 3 months. Differently. Each month, once, 3 months. And then we'll switch again, divide up.
Hey, thanks, Kay. And Joyce?
Just really quick, if you are a middle schooler or a high schooler or you know one, they don't have to belong to this church because other churches are invited. We have our youth barbecue night, Friday night, 5:30 to 8:30. Come play games, have some good times, and meet some other people.
Now, next Sunday, I just want to remind all the ladies that the men will be serving a brunch for all those that are here. And Bruce DeYoung and I will be going shopping this week, and so I want one more count to make sure that we're going to have enough ham to go around. So if you really are hungry, raise your hand twice, please. So if you could raise your hand that will be here, Bruce, yeah, go ahead. And leave them up until I get a signal that we've got a count. You got it? Okay, thank you. Hope to see you next Sunday at 10:30, and Pastor promised a short message.
All right, I'm impressed. George, you counted so fast. You have to become a counter at church for after service. That was impressive. Also, one other thing to take notice of, I don't know if you noticed it, but the lights are new in the sanctuary. We have all our lights now LED. Those were changed yesterday afternoon, so thankful for James and now, except for two rooms. Lots of changes. You come, there are going to be positive changes throughout the summer. And so very thankful for all the hard work that everyone does here at Peace.